This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. When it comes to comedy, it's supposed to make you laugh. However, nowadays, jokes may turn out to be offensive to someone, at least. Author and comedian George Wallace discusses how political correctness has changed the landscape of comedy. Thanks for joining me, George.
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me, George, how long have you been a comedian?
Since 1976, a good year. The year started the exact same time as Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow, that's a really long time. So you've seen, like, so many people come and go. Have you noticed that comedy has changed over the years?
The only way it has changed is people have more freedom than they did when we started. You know, we didn't have HBO and Showtime, any of the other channels. We only had three channels, ABC, CBS, and NBC. So everybody had to be queen back in the day. Now young comedians can express themselves more, so you can use the language you want to use, freedom of speech. So that's the only way it has changed. Otherwise, funny is still funny, and that's the good thing about it. Just like when you come from a city like Chicago, one of the greatest cities in the world, you can't help but to laugh. Just if you wake up in the morning and watch TV in Chicago, you're going to laugh, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a comedian, though, have you noticed that maybe it's like generational? Some jokes kind of fly over people's heads?
Sometimes it depends on where your head is. It's not generational, but it could be, yeah. But if you're not into that genre, no matter who you are, I can do jokes every night. If I start talking about rappers, there's some people 45, 50 years old won't know who Fetty Wap is. So we have to be careful when you go into markets and know what you're talking about. Or you don't have to be careful. Just be you. You be you and the people that love you, the people that don't want, because we don't know the formula to success, but we know the formula to failure is trying to please everybody. So you do you, and there's always a market for you. And you go out and you have fun, and people will not let you have fun by yourself. So that's what we're going to do on May 13th in Chicago at Eric Brown Theater. It's going to be so much fun with Samoa and Arnaz J and Tony Rock. You just got to be there. It's all about laughter. I think it's Mother's Day. Is that right?
I think you're right. Yeah, Mother's Day is then too. I find that a lot of people are really sensitive nowadays, and unfortunate too, because, you know, everybody needs to laugh, especially now. You know, you may be a little bit sad about the news around the world. You need a good laugh, but there are some people who kind of want to ruin the fun. How do you deal with that?
That is so true. I'm in Hong Kong, and I did a joke last night just to test the audience. I did a joke about the new restaurants they have. They opened a brand new Ethiopian restaurant. And personally, I didn't even know they had food in Ethiopia. See, that was a joke to test the audience to see how they felt about being PC. So many people are so politically right, they go, you know. So you can do that, but you just got to know how to do it. And you got to present a package that first of all, they got to buy you. So after you sell you yourself, when you walk on that stage, after you sell you, you might be able to do anything. It just depends on who you are. But I try not to embarrass anybody. I try not to get into subjects like that. I tell people right up front, I don't do a PC show. I talk about everybody. I don't care who you are, everything. But I keep the distance. You know, like I had a blind lady come to my show. And I chewed her. She came in late. And I chewed her ass out. I said, how the hell could you come in here late? You've got somebody lead and guide you around, and you walk in here late. And I said to the blind lady, look at all these other people in here. They got here on time. Why didn't you get here on time? It's funny, but you just got to know how to say it. Other times, people will go like, ooh, ooh, ooh. It depends on who you are. Michael Richards has gotten into trouble. A lot of comedians got into trouble lately. Tracy Morgan. And how about Hannibal Buress? He was doing a subject. He's been doing that joke for years. All of a sudden, somebody said, ooh, that's amazing. And now Bill Cosby, 80 years old, is going to jail. So you just got to be careful what you say, and or not. Once again, freedom of speech. I'm not defending Mr. Cosby because wrong is wrong, okay? Sometimes you can cross a line. Sometimes you just got to be careful of what you say and make sure you say the right thing. Hannibal didn't say anything wrong. Let me make that clear also. I think you might be right, Mason, that there's a possibility that there's a change there with the freedom of speech. Look what happened with White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And I love this. I love the comedy that she presented, the package. Some people didn't. You know, it just depends on, right now, everybody's so divided that, what's her name? I don't know her name either. Sarah Huckabee Bumblebee Sanders. That's our job as comedians, to make everybody laugh, no matter who it is. And of course, sometimes they say you go across the line. So What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Just have fun and keep laughing. That's why I wrote the book, Laugh It Off. No matter what the situation is, always laugh it off. Continue to laugh. And when you stop laughing, you stop living. That's what's going to happen Mother's Day. And I want all the people to bring their mothers out to the show. Bring your ugly mama to the show. We're going to have fun. See, I just said ugly mamas. Some people may not like your mama jokes, but I do them.
I like your mama jokes. You know, a couple of days ago, Rob Schneider talked about how Saturday Night Live is overtly liberal and it hurts its comedy because, you know, comedy is supposed to be like that surprise, that punchline. And for them to show their political leanings on their sleeve, it kind of ruins the joke. Do you think that's true?
It depends on who you are. I don't think any, if you have a good joke, it's going to be funny no matter what. That's why I try to write evergreen material. So if it's funny today, it will be funny tomorrow. The element of surprise is still there if you write properly. When I say you write properly, if you've got the subject and you've got the meat of the joke, and then you got a twist. That's what comedy is all about, A-B-3. A 1-2-C. You got the subject matter, you got the meat of the material, and then you have a twist going a different direction, you know? That's what it's all about. That's all comedy to surprise is that punchline. Bam! Like I'll talk about the people in Chicago, the airport. Who put that airport out there? Why was my cab fare higher than my airfare? I'll talk about the buses. This bus saves cars. No, it doesn't. It produces cars. What's the last thing you say? What's the first thing you say when you get off the bus? I have got to buy me a car.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about the people in Chicago driving smart cars, talking on the smartphones, drinking smart water, and sitting in traffic looking like a dumbass. I'm going to be talking about all kinds of things like that. Local things in Chicago. I'll be talking about the greatest restaurants in the world. Portillo, right there in Chicago. You haven't eaten until you go to Portillo's. And the Chicago pizza. We're going to talk about the weatherman in Chicago. How cold it is in Chicago. It's so cold in Chicago, Baskin Robbins is selling soup. We're going to talk about everything. You never know which direction I'm going to go in. Like this morning's conversation. I'm in Hong Kong. It is 6:30 in the morning here.
Oh, man.
I don't know what time it is there. And today, I'm 2 days ahead of you.
Yeah.
But life is good. Since I'm 2 days ahead of you in Hong Kong, I could tell you things, but it's against the law for me to tell you now because I'm ahead of you.
No lottery numbers, right?
I can't give you, I can't do that. Thank you. I can't give you the lottery numbers because that's against the law. I can't tell you who's going to, who won the game today or tomorrow. That's against the law. I'm 2 days ahead of you. So we're going to talk about that down here in China. And the good thing, when I get back to Chicago, the good thing about going to China is you can buy all your souvenirs when you get back home.
I just got that.
See how that little joke snuck in there? But you got some amazing comedians. You got some more. She's the queen of comedy, and I tell you what, she is just killing. We're doing a 35-city tour, and we're going to end it at the Eric Brown Theater. That's Sunday, May 13th. You need to be there. You need to have some fun. And there is no better city than Chicago than the laugh. Like I said, some more. Earthquake. You got Arnaz J. You got Don D.C. Curry. Oh, my God. What a show. What a show. What a show. And these guys are so good. They're younger guys. I'm clean, so I don't cuss or anything like that. I want to cuss, but I don't cuss. There's a change in TV. Most people do cuss, but I don't. I want to cuss. I met a guy in Atlanta named Walker Flocka Flame, and I said, you know what? I don't cuss, but since I met Walker Flocka, now, Walker Flocka is not cussing, Mason, but it sure does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Walker Flocka. I mean, I was at church, and the preacher walked up in the pulpit. I said, look at this Walker Flocka. You're going to be up there for 35 Walker Flocka minutes. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. If you have nothing to do, you need to get your tickets right now. Right now, so you can go see the comedy show. You need some laughing in your life. That's the greatest thing you can do for your ugly-ass mama is to take her to the comedy show.
You know, George, I'm a little curious. How do you know when a joke is funny? I mean, do you go around telling people, oh, here, listen to this joke. Do you think it's funny?
I own that stage when I go out there. Oh. You got to get them in the mood, and then they will buy. Pretty much, if you know what you're talking about, they're ready to just go with you. They come to laugh. And if you present a good package, they will buy it. And if they have a joke that goes over their head, you keep moving on. You don't have time to worry about that.
On stage, have you ever second-guessed yourself, like, ooh, I shouldn't have said that?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you talk fast, and that's why comedians can get in trouble. But that's what we do on stage. You're thinking off the cuff. Bam, 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 bam. And sometimes you go like, one time I did a concert in Chicago 35 years ago, and I never will forget, I said a joke about it was inappropriate. It was not inappropriate, but it was just at the wrong time. I was in the audience, had a lot of sick people there, and I said the wrong thing. And I just go, man, I shouldn't have done that joke. It didn't go over well. When I got back into my room, I said, that joke always worked. What happened? I went, oh, my God. There's a lot of sick people in the room. I should not have done that joke. You know, these people have terminal diseases, and I did something about a funeral.
Oh.
So maybe I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Oh, that is bad.
So half the audience laughed, and the other half went, ooh. But you learn as you grow. It doesn't matter who you are. Comedians make mistakes.
What do you do with hecklers? Like, have you, was there ever been one that was so bad you're like, oof, I got to do something?
No, only one person that's so bad is a drunk person. The worst heckler in the world is a drunk person that's out of their mind. And I just sometimes don't want to deal with them. I just have them thrown out. Once every 5 years, that might happen.
Oh, so it's not often.
Not with me. And when you get hecklers, I could be wrong for saying this. Mostly when a comedian has a heckler, there's a cause for that. And sometimes it's for a comedian does not have enough material. There's a gap in the show that allows the heckler to inject their humor, because everybody in the audience wants to be a comedian, especially a black audience. Oh, my God. Everybody in the audience wants to be. But if you can handle a heckler, you are the king of the jungle. And it is a jungle out there.
Well, George, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to speak with me. For those listening, one more time, where can they find you at?
The Airy Crown Theater, the Sunday evening, you and your ugly mama, all of the people in Maryville. Bring your ugly mama, those country people in Maryville, Indiana that are listening. We have a hitching post for your mules and your buggers and wagons. I'm going to get in trouble now. Those people are going to kill me from Indiana. Come on out. We're going to have some fun. It's Chicago. It's nothing but fun. You need to laugh in your life. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time. This is Dr. George Wallace. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Chicago, you know me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.